All right, let's do it. Time for the garbage here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Okay, so this is like the juiciest story I have heard maybe ever. I thought there's no way this is real when I saw this yesterday, and then I found out it was real, and I just couldn't believe it. So, if you knew this, basically Joe Biden, the former vice president, now he is running for president. He had a son named Beau who passed away in a brain tumor at the age of 46 in 2015. Well, his wife, I guess, has been dating his brother. After he died, his brother started dating his wife.
What's wrong with that? Keeping it in the family. What's so dramatic about that?
It's just surprising. So they allegedly just split up. Apparently, they found love, and now they've broken up. When contacted, Hallie, Beau's late wife or widowed wife or whatever, told the New York Post, no comment. A source close to the family said it's a private matter. It's unclear why the pair parted ways, but sources said the situation is amicable. The news comes on the heels of Hunter, which is Beau's brother, telling Vanity Fair that rumors about his personal life would not affect his dad's 2020 run for the Oval Office. In January, he said in a statement, my father has always been proud of me, whether when I was volunteering for volunteering for some cause or working as a lawyer, and he remains proud of me today. He loves me. He loves the American people far too much to let any form of adversity stand in the way of service. This family, it's just like there's one story after another, tragic or just crazy. Like in the 70s, if you don't know this, Joe Biden's wife and daughter were killed in a car accident as he was getting sworn in, like his first time being a state senator or whatever. That was super sad and tragic. They both died. And then like his son died a few years ago.
You gotta find love where you can find love, Alex.
Then his son's wife, widowed wife, starts dating his other son. Like just the drama is just like so juicy. It's just crazy.
Not gonna lie, this is a little bit of a letdown.
What? How do you guys not think that is so insane? That's like only in a movie I've ever seen that somebody dies and their wife dates the sibling.
Oh my God, Alex.
I know people in real life.
Yeah, okay.
I don't.
My cousin Jeremy would probably do something like this or go down somewhere.
I've never heard this in real life.
I'm dating my brother's sister.
You bond with people who are going through similar things.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
I know
it's also juicy they've kept it a secret. Nobody's known until yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, but I also don't know if I would ever care about their dating life.
Oh, I think it's
juicy. But I'm not that into politics, so like, I don't really care what politicians are dating.
Yeah, Lynn's so not into politics, she doesn't even vote.
Well, this isn't political. It's just they happen to be in a political family.
Stop making it political!
I'm not!
Well, no. I meant like, I don't consider them celebrities, so I would never care who they date. That's what I'm saying. But if you're in politics, you would.
Okay.
I'm just giving you crap. It's very kind of interesting and weird.
Along with buying her man a silver Lamborghini, Kylie Jenner posted a very not safe for work message to Travis Scott in honor of his 28th birthday yesterday. The 21-year-old beauty mogul took to social media to share a collage of photos with the rapper before suggesting they F around and have another baby. She said, watching you evolve into the partner, friend, son, and father you are today has been so fulfilling. My real-life bestie and hubby all wrapped into one. I love you and I'm so, so proud of you. Happy, happy birthday. Let's F around and have another baby. Travis replied, I love you, mama / wifey. We shall rage forever.
Side note, calling anybody mama creeps me out.
And Zac Efron is portraying serial killer Ted Bundy in a new movie on Netflix. He talked about how shocking it is that Ted Bundy got away with so much while he was alive on Ellen yesterday.
The general public thought he was innocent. Bundy was a clean cut white dude who just did not seem white person. So talk about white privilege. What he got away with back then, nobody would be able to do today. It's a moment in time that came and passed and is truly scary, but it does not glamorize the killing.
And Christina Applegate talked about a funny encounter she had with a fan.
I was at the Santa Monica Pier. This was a few years ago with my daughter, and I was by the bathrooms, and this woman who worked there goes, hey, aren't you that girl? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. She goes, Susan Appleby. And I said, well, no, I am not Susan Appleby. And she rolls her eyes. She goes, oh, come on. From Married with Children, Susan Appleby. And I still was like, No, not even close. Do you know what I mean? Like, not
Wait
even
Wait a
like,
second. Applebee like Katie, and Applegate
like Katie
is close.
Fruit Fence would be closer than Susan Applebee.
Come on. She was in the ballpark. What a diva.
Coming up, the reason Pete Davidson flipped out before his stand-up show. That's in less than an hour with The Garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on The Joe and Alex Show, I want you to join in the conversation at 833 Joe Alex. That's 833-563-2539. How long do you have to be in a relationship with someone, like boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, before you can actually tell them what they can and cannot do? You're like, no, I really don't want you to do that. My friend's been with this guy for a year, which I think would be long enough. She told him, I don't want you to do this, and he's on a plane today. Yeah, a plane, which means he's leaving town. I'll explain and get your thoughts coming up next here on The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.